712 at Radio Now 100.9. High of 36 degrees today. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Had a very awkward workplace situation that took place not even 30 minutes ago. And this is what happens to, I think, a lot of people. You leave your phone in the most random places. I left mine on top of the toilet paper dispenser this morning, and
what?
I forgot it was there. I came back in the studio, tried to get some work done. Next thing I know, I see DJ Top Speed on the other side of the studio window, kind of looking at me funny, but I didn't realize he had my phone. He had a phone, but I didn't know it was my phone until we got done talking.
I know, I saw him, and I was like, what? And I was like, oh, he gave me the gesture. But what I want to know is, why did you have a phone in the bathroom stall?
You know, I'm just trying to stay on top of my tweets, you know? I'm trying to be efficient. I'm trying to be an incredible multitasker. Trying to get it done today, Rachel. It's Tuesday. Trying to make a lot happen before we go on Thanksgiving break, okay?
Are you sending Snapchats?
No Snapchats. Maybe working on my Instagram game, you know, my Twitter.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, I'm working on my social media skills, okay?
I don't know if I'd want to see the crappy pictures you're taking in the bathroom.
No, you don't want to have any part of that. But I get my phone delivered back to me. So that is my awkward, you know, workplace moment of the day.
He'll never let you live it down, though.
No, he never will. So
he dogged you a little bit whenever he came in, too. I thought it was hilarious.
I know. What am I supposed to say? This is what people do, though. I know I'm not the only one that's had an awkward workplace moment. And I know I'm definitely not the only one who leaves their phone in random places.
Right.
My girlfriend Sarah does this stuff all the time, and now I guess it's rubbing off on me.
Yeah, I feel like it happens everywhere. I'm not going to say who it is, but there's a coworker here who has a habit of not closing the bathroom stall, so I'm always walking in like,
oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm just like, maybe I'll go out and come back in later.
That'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. When did you have an awkward run-in with a coworker?
I work at a dental office, a pediatric dental office, and me and my supervisor and a couple coworkers are talking about, of course, Miley Cyrus and the Wrecking Ball video.
Right.
So I can't do, like, the licking of the sledgehammer in front of the parents, so I, like, crouch down and get down on my knees so I can show them. And as I'm getting ready, one of our doctors walk in. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing. And they're like, just go ahead and do what you were doing. I was like, no. What do you mean? I get down on my knees, and then all of a sudden, here comes my doctor, like,
so what did you use for the sledgehammer?
Yeah, was that the part, or were you on the wrecking ball?
I used my imaginary sledgehammer, and I was totally go in on it and pretend like I'm licking the crap out of this thing, and here comes my doctor, like, what's up?
Oh my God.
Hey guys, how you doing?
You should have just told him you were doing like jaw exercises because you felt like you had some TMJ happening or something, and just go with it, because that totally requires you to be on the floor, but whatever. I would have tried to be innovative.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good day. Have a great Thanksgiving, all right?
Thanks, you too.
It only seems appropriate the fact that she was mimicking the Wrecking Ball video.
Yeah,
we have Miley Cyrus right now. It's Radio Now.